to Alaska, where President Obama's plan to restrict drilling in the Arctic has hit a nerve. This week, the president called for a drilling ban off coastal waters. And in this White House video, the president said he would ask Congress to permanently protect 12 million acres in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Alaska's National Wildlife Refuge is an incredible place. Pristine, undisturbed. It supports caribou and polar bears, all manner of marine life, countless species of birds and fish, and for centuries it's supported many Alaska Native communities. But it's very fragile. And that's why I'm very proud that my Department of Interior has put forward a comprehensive plan to make sure that we're protecting the refuge.
That's President Obama in a video. Alaskan politicians spent the week blasting the plan. A lot of money, they say, is at stake at a time when the oil-dependent state is facing a $3.5 billion deficit. Governor Bill Walker, who's an independent, spoke with Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd from his office in Juneau.
Governor, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you very much.
Supporters of the president say there are other places to drill. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says some places in Alaska are simply too special to develop, but it sounds like you disagree.
Well, you know, I've lived here all my life. I was born in Fairbanks. I heard the exact same arguments when we were going to build the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline, that things are too special to drill on the North Slope. And I all the arguments that I'm hearing now are identical. The arguments I heard then, it just hasn't proved out to be the case. We've seen the caribou herds increase in population in areas we've had development. So it's an area that we certainly want to protect. We will protect. But my goodness, the area that we want to explore is equivalent to a 25-cent piece on a football field. So this is absolutely ridiculous. What lengths are being gone to make a statement on as though this is their major a major environmental upset on someone's part? It's just not. Facts don't prove it out, and I'm very upset with them.
You did mention the caribou habitat in the area. Alaska Congressman Don Young this week said that oil drilling doesn't cause major environmental problems. Let's hear some of that.
I mean, that's the nonsense. And the public guy in New York and Miami or Philadelphia or San Francisco, oh, we got to save those poor little animals. It doesn't affect them. Never has. It's all a myth, easily sold to the less knowledgeable people.
Governor, I've been on the Chukchi Sea with Native Alaskans who are hunting for seals. You know very well that the land and the sea is very much a part of their livelihood. Can you really guarantee to them, for instance, that there wouldn't be a major environmental problem if more drilling was allowed in the area?
You know, we can't. And some of the most loud protests in Alaska are coming from those very entities. You know, Representative Benny Nagyok in the House of Representatives has made numerous impassioned speeches since the announcement, and frustration, anger over the fact that we're being denied our livelihood. The President Rex Rock, the President of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, has been very, very upset about that. So it's just such an overreach, an overstep. You know, over half of the conservation land in the America is in Alaska. So we have more set aside in Alaska than the entire rest of the country combined. So, and we're trying to make a living here. You know, we're trying to live here, mm-hmm. and we're trying to have an economy here, and we're doing it environmentally responsibly. And we have an oil pipeline that's 3/4 empty. We're in a $10 million a day deficit. I'm going to prepare and send, and I told Secretary Jewell, if they're going to take away our ability to earn a living and a livelihood, I'm going to send them an invoice for our cost of education and our cost of health care. I have no other choice.
Because of the conditions that we're seeing with the oil market right now, a barrel of oil now less than $50, how badly hurt has Alaska's economy been by that?
No, it's our fiscal situation is that we're in a $3.5 billion deficit this year. I've been in office for 2 months now, and we're doing all we can to reduce that, and prepare for how long this is going to be. But we're in a very significant situation. I can't impact the price of oil, but I can impact the volume of oil in an oil pipeline that's 3/4 empty. And so that's really what the blow to us. It's sort of, you know, kicking us while we're down, and I don't appreciate that at all.
But part of the problem with the oil industry right now is production. There's too much supply on the market, and so by simply drilling for more and putting more down the pipeline, that doesn't necessarily help the situation.
it helps our situation, and that's the one I'm the governor of. I'm the governor of the Alaska situation, and that's what we want to do, and that's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not going to allow geopolitics to be resolved on the backs of Alaskans. And so we are going to explore for more oil and put more of that oil in the pipeline. You know, when we became a state, the deal was with the federal government. They said, you know, we're the only state in the union that we cannot sell the resources in the ground. We can only sell the lease rights to it. So we're an owner state. And what they said was, you must live off your resources. You're not going to get an I-5 or all the interstate things that the lower 48 has. And we said, that's fine. But they said you have to live off the land. And that was the deal. So that was in the statehood compact. So now they're saying you cannot live off the land because we think it could potentially cause some environmental damage of some sort. You know, we're sensitive to the porcupine, caribou, calving grounds. We'll do it. You know, we do stuff based upon what's best for subsistence hunting in the area. You know, we're very, very sensitive to that. We've had companies that have been extremely sensitive to that.
Mm. Governor, there's no end in sight necessarily for the price of a barrel of oil. What happens to Alaska if prices stay as low as they are now?
Well, fortunately, because of the wisdom of prior legislators and administrators and governors, that we have a reserve account of about $11 billion in reserves, and so we'll continue to draw on that as long as necessary, but again, trying to minimize how much we draw on that. So we have had a set aside during the high oil prices, you know, for this very reason. So we're fortunate in that regard to be able to draw upon those reserves.
And how long could that last?
Well, it depends upon how long the, 3 or 4 years at the current rate, and depends upon if oil goes back up to $60 or $80 or $100. It sort of depends upon that.
Mm. Couldn't a lot of this be avoided, though, if Alaska could find a way to diversify its economy? 90% of the state's revenue coming from oil and gas. Shouldn't Alaskan leaders be thinking about that?
We are thinking about that. We've been thinking about that and working on that for quite some time. But, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't flip a switch and suddenly have a diversified economy. You can have diversified. We have a very strong fisheries economy here. We have, you know, tourism. We used to have timber until the federal government came in and shut that down, so we don't have timber anymore. So, not to the degree that I believe we should. So we are diversifying, but again, that doesn't happen overnight on an economy.
That's Alaska Governor Bill Walker speaking with Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd.